You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's talk double dongs and fire up the drop-o-meter next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, May 25th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Let's talk about our first double dong, Frankie Two Bombs. Frank Schwindel, he hit two homers, and over his last 13 games, he's batting .294 with four total home runs. He's 48% rostered. Scott, do you think that number should be higher for Frank Schwindel?
Look, he has started to heat up a little bit. With the four home runs in his last five games, and the batting average has been climbing slowly. I think it's just a hot streak. The data still isn't great. And, you know, last year, obviously he stayed hot for 2 months, but we're not seeing him hit like that yet. And first base is a really difficult position to break into in fantasy. It's like the one where there's more than enough to go around, the one and only position like that. So I would say Schwindel is probably rostered exactly like he needs to be. But if this continues for another week or so, then maybe it will be worth pursuing.
All right, let's move over to a catcher. Danny Jansen, two home runs for him. He's now batting .310. He started four of the last six games with Alejandro Kirk sliding over to DH. 23% rostered is Danny Jansen. Scott, what do you think about him? How does he compare to other catchers who are emerging, MJ Melendez and William Contreras?
Yeah, I don't think he's even in the same category as those two. And William Contreras, the brother of the Cubs, Wilson Contreras, is rostered in as few leagues as Danny Jansen is. So, you know, Jansen, after coming back from the IL, he had gone 3-for-17 prior to this two-homer game. The track record, there's nothing to get excited about there. William Contreras of the Braves, beyond just him being productive this year in a backup role, is that like he looks like he's becoming truly an everyday player, which is rare among catchers and reason enough to elevate him in the rankings. The Braves started him in left field on Monday, batted him second. They started him at DH Tuesday, batted him second. He got a couple hits Monday. He got a walk-off winning hit Tuesday. So he is making good on these opportunities to play at these other spots. And, of course, he's going to continue to back up Travis d'Arnaud at catcher. So if he's looking at a playing time advantage there, and then you consider his expected batting average via StatCast is .319, his expected slug via StatCast is .831. Ooh. He's really impacting the ball well. And I think is an exciting pickup at catcher, even in one catcher leagues. And yeah, MJ Melendez hit his third home run since taking over for Salvador Perez. Perez has been taking some hacks, so I think he's probably on the verge of returning, but Melendez has performed well enough in his absence that I could see him continuing to play close to every day too, splitting time with Perez between DH and catcher, the two of them going back and forth. So I think I have a slight preference for William Contreras over MJ Melendez, but they're both looking like top 10 choices at the position right now, to be perfectly honest.
All right, let's fire up the drop-o-meter for some starting pitchers. Josiah Gray gives up 7 earned runs over 3 innings pitched. The ERA is now 5.44. 10 on the drop-o-meter means you could drop this player anywhere. 0-1. Really want to try to hold on to him. Scott, where does Josiah Gray fall on that meter?
I'll give him an 8. I like the strikeout potential. I think he may still have a bright future, but 9 home runs in his past 4 games, and that was an issue for him as a rookie last year too. So I think he's droppable.
The other name is Tyler Mahle. He was crushed at home surprise, surprise, the guy just cannot pitch in Cincinnati. He gives up 8 runs on 9 hits, 3 walks over 4 innings pitched. The ERA rises to 6.32 for Tyler Mahle.
Yeah, he seemed like he was getting back on track his past 3 starts, but it's been really ugly so far. I might prefer to keep him over Josiah Gray just because he was so good last year, but I'll call Mahle an 8-2 on the drop-o-meter.
All right, would you be okay dropping either or both for Ronzi Contreras or Aaron Ashby, 2 exciting pitcher ads right now?
I would drop both for both. Ashby, who's stepping in for Freddie Peralta, has elite ground ball rate, has seen his velocity pick up and the control issues he was having early on subside. 5 perfect innings in a row with 9 strikeouts. Yeah, Ashby's the one I'm more excited about between the two of them. But Ronzi Contreras with 3 high-spin pitches, a lot of swing and miss potential there. He's pretty interesting too.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.